From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Many mothers become depressed in the first year after giving birth. What's less well known is that postpartum depression affects dads, too. Dr. Sydney Spiesel is a practicing pediatrician and a regular contributor to our show and the online magazine Slate, and he joins us now from his office in Woodbridge, Connecticut. Hi, Sid.
Hi.
Sid, you looked at two studies on this subject, postpartum depression and fathers, and what did those studies find?
One was an American study of about 5,000 two-parent families where the fathers were looked at 9 months after the birth of the child. The other was a British study of 25,000 families. In this case, the fathers were checked for depression 8 weeks after the babies were born. And what they found was that significant depression, the American study found significant depression in 14% of mothers and, interestingly, 10% of fathers. Many more fathers had postpartum depression than we knew. And a similar finding, even as early as 2 months after the birth of a baby in Britain, they found 10% of mothers and 4% of fathers had major depressive illness.
What is the possible cause of this? Because with women, hormones are considered a big culprit in postpartum depression, but obviously men don't have pregnancy hormones floating around in their bodies. So what could be the cause of this?
From my own practice, I have come to believe, and by the way, both as a pediatrician and as a parent, I've come to believe that sleep deprivation may be a very important triggering influence. And people are just beginning. There's some interesting research which is just looking at this question. But I believe that the serious sleep deprivation that many new parents experience really can contribute to really, really serious depression.
And if you have one or both parents depressed, what does this do to the babies?
It does make a tremendous difference. It makes some practical differences. Depressed parents may be unlikely to follow, for example, good pediatric advice. They may just be so out of focus that they don't make sure that babies sleep on their back. That increases the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. They may be unable, just not have the emotional resources to play with the baby and stimulate the baby in ways that young humans need. If you look at the British kids, turns out that the kids whose fathers were depressed were about twice as likely to have emotional difficulties and behavior problems as kids whose fathers were not depressed early on.
Could there be other causes for this? In other words, could there just be a genetic predisposition and these parents and their children would be depressed anyway?
Well, I think there could be, but you'd expect if the problem was genetic all the time, if that was the exclusive issue, that the kids inherited the father's tendency toward depression, then you'd see the same effect whether the fathers were depressed early on in the child's life or later on in the child's life. And the effects were somewhat different. So it suggests that some of it is at least as environmental and has to do with the way the parent interacts with the baby.
That's opinion from Dr. Sydney Spiesel of the Yale Medical School and Slate.com. He's also a practicing pediatrician. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you.
If you have a medical question for Dr. Spiesel, you can write to him by going to our website, npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link. That's at the top of the page. Please be sure to include Dr. Sid, S-Y-D, in the subject line and tell us how to pronounce your name. More coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.